Hello, welcome to...
It's just not going to be clean. It's not clean, this. Would you rather? Little game that I thought we'd play.
That's
the first episode. We will need a tune.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, Dean, I'll make one. Don't worry about
all right,
it.
Okay.
So it's today. We'll just introduce everybody.
Say what
Hey, sorry, Dean, go on.
I'm going to train your ears to my sound.
Sorry. Man. There's Dean, there's Simon.
Hello.
There's John.
Hello.
There's me, Rick, and there's Graham.
Hiya.
And basically, we ask, would you rather this or that? We discuss it and we decide which one you would rather. Simple as that.
I'm a bit nervous here, to be honest.
What's on that?
This could go either way, this could be terrible.
It's
or
scary.
Be good, right?
I don't know.
So we'll kick it off, eh?
I've got like...
Do you want me to do it first? Should we do the first one, eh? Ready?
All right, go on.
Would you rather? Every time you watch a movie, you put on £5. Or, every time you watch a movie, you sweat profusely. You sweat like crazy. To the point where you're dripping. So, either every time you watch a film, you're going to put weight on. And either you're going to have to exercise to burn it off. But think about it, right? Every time you watch a film, you're going to be thinking, is it going to be worth it? Do you know what I mean? Well, you could not exercise and just get really fat.
Well, I'd go to the gym quite regularly, so I'd rather put on the weight.
But then you go to the gym, but only because you're watching film. Like you'd be just burning off what you've put on by watching a movie.
But with my kind of lifestyle, I don't tend to watch films as much. Well, as much as I really should. So the amount of films that I watch, I could afford to put on the weight and then just work it off in the gym.
So you would rather put on weight when watching a movie?
Yep.
Over just sweating?
Yep. Because sweating, you stink. You're going to be sat there sweating your tits off, wet, horrible, stinking.
Couldn't go on a date, could you?
No.
No.
I mean, just imagine that, right? Okay, she's sat next to you. Mm. She'll be off in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You have to drink a lot as well. You constantly have to...
Just imagine that, right? Okay, you're watching...
Sweating, you have to drink all the time.
You're watching a porno movie. Yeah. You're watching a porno movie in bed. You're fucked in. You're sweating all your tits off.
I'm usually sweating when I'm watching a porn movie anyway.
Yeah, I can't concentrate if I'm sweating. I'd be like too busy. Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to have plastic sheets on your sofa as well.
You would.
Yeah,
you would.
All the sweat stains all over.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather...
£5 is not really that much if you think about it.
£5, if you do watch a few films, it could be quite hard to shit. £5, you're not going to burn that off straight away, are you?
Then just don't eat for the rest of the day. I don't know, don't eat for a couple of weeks.
Well, that wasn't part of the rule, though, was it?
No.
You just said if put weight on when you're watching a film.
Every time you watch a film, £5 goes put on. So if you watch two films in one day, you're gonna put £10 on in one day.
But right, this is easy for me. It's sweat profusely because if you go for the £5, there's gonna come a point where you're gonna sweat profusely anyway.
You're gonna
die.
Yeah.
Turn the heating down then. Or don't have it on. Open the windows.
What the fuck are you you're talking shite?
I'm not talking shite.
John, you're wrong.
Don't wear any clothes.
Oh, I can't wait for my would you rather question.
You could set up your cinema screen in a sauna. You won't be able to see that much of the film, but...
You could sit in a pond, yeah. In a pond.
In a pond?
Probably not sit in a pond. So, I would... you know what? I don't even know the answer to my own question here. So, what you would rather put weight on, John? Simon?
I'd rather put weight on.
Dean?
Wait.
Oh, put weight on.
Wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweat profusely.
Really?
Well, yeah, because...
I don't want to get fat.
Yeah, if you guys are putting £5 a movie...
I love my movie.
There is going to come a point where you're going to be a fat fuck. You can't leave the house and you will sweat like a fucking bitch.
The thing is, though, I probably put £5 on every time I watch a movie anyway, the amount of shit I eat.
Okay. There's a way, like you said, though, I like your idea, like, if you could just set up, like, a paddling pool in your living room and sit and watch a movie like that. You'd get used to sweating then, wouldn't you? You'd be like...
Yeah. The way it goes in your eyes.
You just put a visor on or something.
Yeah, get those, like, sun shades.
Yeah. But then you'd sweat that much, you'd get that, like, carpet burn off there.
You couldn't go on dates, could you, to the cinema and stuff, which, to be fair, when was the last time
I went on a date to the cinema? Sweaty Betty.
Yeah, you're alright, love.
Yeah, you know when you do that sneak reach round.
Yeah, oh, you shit. Can forget that.
I'd rather put a movie on in the plane. You're like, oh god, no.
Let's watch this film. together in the bath.
Yeah.
Naked.
That's quite, yeah, that's it. I mean, you're up at the Cineworld with a backpack full of links. She's going to notice.
Set up your cinema in the bathroom.
That's even better.
Yeah, there you go.
She's going to notice. Sweat. I'd sweat. Anyway,
next one. Well, I'm going to have metabolism, so I don't care.
So my would you rather question.
Is he even written down in his fucking phone?
John, this is...
I hope you've got one.
This is specifically for you, John.
I don't actually know.
John,
go on then.
This one, I believe...
No, this is for the group. Not just for one specific individual, you cock.
But this is particularly...
Sorry, John.
This is particularly aimed at you. Sorry. Would you rather do anal with three giant scorpions or get a blowjob from a shark?
Are these scorpions poisonous?
No, but they are going to rip your asshole open.
Oh.
Hang on, the scorpions going up one's bum, or are you doing
all three at the same time up your bum?
Yeah, three.
How are you going to get them to do that?
You're going to train them.
Why would you train them if you don't want them to do it? Well, someone else has trained them.
You do it the same with the rat, wouldn't you? You get like a big pipe,
right?
Whack it up there, right, and knock the scorpions in.
Right.
I'm guessing that's what you're thinking of, isn't it?
Why are we turning this into Mythbusters?
Let's explain how we do it.
Well, I'm not going to do anal to a scorpion either, so I'm guessing that's the way you're thinking, Graham, isn't it?
Yeah, no, a scorpion doing it to you.
So, yeah.
Or a blowjob from a shark.
Or a blowjob from a shark.
Well, obviously,
it's going to take your cock off, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. John's class is a blowjob, is it?
And I'm quite fond, quite attached to my penis.
Well, John's is safe. It's got a gum line and a teeth line.
It's never going to get there, is it?
More than 4 millimetres apart.
There's not one podcast, right? He cannot go without hearing my fucking cock. Can he?
He's only jealous, John.
Yeah.
Right, if they're non-poisonous, I'd rather have the scorpions up the arse.
Scorpion up the bum.
I'd
take your willy off, wouldn't it? So I'd rather not have my penis taken. It's keeping me... Like, my penis keeps... It's, do you know what I mean? Like, it's something to play with, isn't it, when you're bored? And my bumhole, I don't see it, really. Never see my bumhole.
Thing is, though,
I'm giving an asshole right now.
John's got a question for John.
Yeah, John's got a good one if you.
Oh, I think, have you got one?
I haven't thought of one. No.
There's one for you. In fact,
useless. By the way, in the next episode, we'll all know what we're having to do, so yeah, we'll all have questions prepared.
I've got one.
We will.
This is a trial episode. Let's see how it goes.
I've got one.
Dean, go for it.
This one's aimed at Rick.
Aimed at me? Why?
Yeah, it's built on Rick's life experiences.
I'd love to have one aimed at me.
You didn't.
What did
scorpion
you just
say?
Shark.
There you go, yeah. It's more preferred for John. The word John was mentioned.
Okay.
You just swore.
You're all playing, though.
Apologise to Sally.
Sorry, Sal.
Go on, Dean.
Right, so, would you rather, right, go in the toilet round a stranger's house in a cupboard thinking it's the actual toilet, so you end up having a wee or a dump in someone's cupboard around someone's house. You think you're at someone's toilet, but you're not, because you're that wrecked.
Is he shitting your front room and you're bitter about it?
Have I done this before?
I know, yeah.
Why is it aimed at me?
Well, there's that time of that party where you turned up in someone's bath.
Yeah. No, I woke up in the morning, next door neighbour's bath. They weren't even at the party. Anyway.
Or, this is a bit more topical, I'm not saying where it's come from, or would you rather be sick in your own bed and sleep in it? So...
How much of a friend is this person's cupboard I'm going into? Do you know what I mean?
Mine.
Yours?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, shit in his cupboard.
Well, it can't.
I knew the answer to that.
Drums coming raw going together.
Yeah. Well, it can't be a close friend. It should say you're not bothered if it's a friend. So
a close friend?
No, it can't be a close. Well, not a close friend. Just someone. You know, someone you know.
But didn't you start off with a stranger's house?
Or should we
did
say...
Did he say that?
I'm sure
he
said stranger.
Yeah, I did say stranger. I said stranger. Right. Or it could be a girl. I could be a girl like you met the first night.
You never going to see him again. Fuck it.
You can't keep changing the rules. If this is a first date
A stranger.
I don't think I'd want to shit in a...
No, it's
I'm not going to get invited back. It's just a stranger. Yeah, that makes it harder, though, to be honest. But if it was the girlfriend one would have been harder to decide on. But
stranger's cupboard.
I will shit in a stranger's cupboard.
Or wake up in a bed if you're on sick.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll shit in someone's cupboard. If it was a first date, that's what I mean. If the question was a first date thing, I'd be like, ooh, but no, I've seen strangers.
No, I know.
The stranger could be like really buff and like beat the shit out of you, couldn't they? Like, it could be a girl, like they really liked him.
It could be, but because I don't know all the facts.
I would let someone kick the shit out of me if I had known in the back of my head that I'm shit in their cupboard and they've got to clean it up.
I'd really like to know why that was aimed at me.
Don't know, it's not that bit.
I've not done either of them things.
I did wonder.
Fucking
yeah,
you are a student.
Yeah, it'd have been funny if you admitted you'd done it before, though, wouldn't it? But you didn't. So it was a little test for you, Rick. But how do you know? You can't even remember your class night.
That's true. I might have dumped in someone's.
Yeah, I'm shitting people.
They must not have known it was me, though, because they haven't contacted.
Yeah, I'd definitely rather shit in someone else's cupboard.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a stranger.
Sorted. Simon, your question then, I guess.
Okay. Would you rather get explosive diarrhea meeting your boss, or get explosive diarrhea meeting your girlfriend's parents?
Meeting your boss?
Yeah, so if you go for your meeting.
Okay, so your first meeting, you sit down.
First meeting with your boss.
You've got the job, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's a boss?
And, like, you've been called in, you're going to meet your boss.
The first time.
It's there. It's like, oh, my God.
Or a girlfriend's
parents. Or you've got to meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time. You know, you don't know them. Come in, how are you doing?
So, either lose your girlfriend or lose your job.
Yeah.
Well.
How good's this job?
Yeah.
Pass us your phone for the next one, because I haven't got a fucking clue.
I'm sure, no, I'm going to make you read
it. It could be a good... it's a job. You need a job. So, it's a job. So
yeah, you're talking to him again.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot about this.
Have a job.
Oh yeah.
But, see, my point of view is your boss is going to expect you to be professional and stuff, and that's not very professional. It's explosive diarrhea.
Now, your girlfriend, you don't have much choice in the matter.
Exactly. But your girlfriend might have seen a few messy situations before. She might be all right with it.
I know, but you piss off.
It sounds like quite an experience.
You piss off the parents, you're fucked.
Well, you're not fucked.
Far from it, aren't you? I think I'd do it. I'd probably shit myself in front of the boss.
Depends on
the job. If it's a job you've been trying to get for a long time, and the girl.
You can always get another girl, though, can you? It's the same with the job, you can always get another job.
It depends. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, when you bought, yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers.
You know, you finally book someone after, like, a while, and then.
Yeah. You see, you love your life all of a sudden.
We're not all as handsome as you, John. It's much harder.
Because imagine the barbecue. You wouldn't go, would you?
It'd be a good story to tell, though. If you get through it, people would just be looking back at, oh, I remember time.
Why don't you, with the girlfriend situation, right? I mean, obviously, that's what you can actually postpone, can't you? Oh, sorry, love, you know what I mean? I've got a bit of a nicky stomach.
That's not the point. It's happening. It's you're sat there, and you're all of a sudden...
Don't shoot yourself on my couch.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need anything.
You didn't know it was coming. It's just happened. It's like, surprise, motherfucker!
Boss. Yeah, girls, mom, girls, you, it would probably mean more to me than a job.
Job's
I think
I've
done it now.
Yeah.
Especially
nice,
classy girls.
I think I'd rather do it in front of my boss.
Yeah.
I'd have to.
Dean?
Probably the boss with the name calling. If he did keep you on and you stuck at the same job, the name calling would be atrocious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Bullying, then.
Here comes city ass.
Bullying, I'll see you in court.
John,
do you promise to read out... Oh, sorry.
You're soon to be sacked anyway, so you might as well... So I've heard.
Who's going to give you the more pleasure?
What, your boss?
Exactly.
Who are you working for?
The boss.
Do
you know what I mean?
Right,
give us a second.
Well,
I don't promise nothing with you, no.
Promise to read the question.
No.
To read it.
Just give us a beer.
Don't touch the screen.
You have to read it.
Read it out loud.
Go on, John.
Go on, John. There's an awkward silence. Go on, John.
Well, loud and clear.
One of mine's kind of deceased.
Doesn't matter. Imagine they're not.
What the hell have you given him?
Oh my God.
Took a downward turn here. Go on.
I don't know if I can.
You can't go on. I can't.
Well, you should have thought of your own, so this is your punishment. Get on with it.
It's not related to you, this we're reading out. You're reading it out, but it's nothing related to
go
you.
Go on, do it, John.
Right, well, I'm not going to answer this then.
Right, go on.
Right. What? Fuck me. Would you rather...
Oh, God.
I am so sorry. Go down on your grandpa...
Oh, my God.
Or your grandma...
I've only got one.
Left. I'd have to dig mine up and all.
Yeah,
that's even worse, surely.
What the fuck?
But they're not going to complain about it.
Who picked that?
Can you read the question before? We didn't quite get the full question.
Yeah, can we have it again?
I am not reading that again.
What was the second one? I got a little bit...
If you don't read it again...
I'll read it for John. Would you rather...
Don't read it for me.
Go down on your grandpa, or have your grandma go down on you.
Right.
God, John didn't read it outright.
Where the fuck did you get these from?
For the purpose of this argument, imagine that both...
Hang on, I'm going to have to... Not
There's some pleasure in one of them, though.
Yeah.
What?
Well...
Yeah.
Close your eyes and think of someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, this is sick. This is sick. I can't believe this is actually going to go on a podcast. This is fucking...
Are we all
done right?
I had to come back to that, but it's so hard not saying something that's so distasteful.
You can't drop it any lower than what Graham's just done.
That is it.
John, this is John's question.
No, it's not my question.
But you found it. You found it.
This is a punishment. If you don't think of questions from now on,
this
is what happened.
Yeah. If you don't think of one, then
yeah. This is the loser's.
And I read it wrong in the first place.
Do you know what? I don't want to answer it.
I'm not going to answer it.
It doesn't matter which way you're going to go. Both of them are fucking wrong.
Doesn't matter. You have to.
I can't answer that.
No, you have to. You have to. And as it's your question, you have to answer first.
No.
No. John.
I can't, no.
You're ruining the game in this episode one.
Yeah. So not only have you been racist in the podcast... Last week.
No.
You've also chickening out on a game this week.
John? Just shout it and then it's done.
This one.
Grandad.
None of us have to answer that. Let's just.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, John.
Thank you for listening.
Cheers for listening this week.
That is sick.
You absolute vile man.
My God, John.
Absolutely sick pearl. Thanks for listening.
Fuck off.
There's not a chance.
If you like movies, make sure you listen to Popcornography. We're on Twitter, popcornography_media, and Popcornography on Facebook. Look for the red power button, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time.
John's Twitter handle is at Grandad Blower.
So you'd actually go down on...
Oh, God!
Grandad.
And he's not of this living world.
He's been dead about a
quarter. Jesus, you're digging him up.
31.
Oh, man. No, just forget that, he's passed, right?
The only reason I've said that is because he's more deceased than me.
John,
it's hypothetical. We're not
going to
answer this. I can't believe
I'm doing this. No one's going to
answer that. God, you sicko. Right, yeah, so thanks for listening. Would you rather? We'll be back.
John's got my
I'm upset again. I'm upset again. That was awful.
Bye.
Bye.